Welcome to Cartoonist Kayfabe. My name's Ed Piskor.
I'm Jim Rugg.
Jim, you want to talk rabbits today?
I'm ready to talk rabbits.
Well, show off some rabbits, man. What do you got?
I have my patreon.com/JimRugg where you can download my out-of-print zines like this ballpoint pen sketch catalog featuring a rabbit. So,
there's a deer.
You can find this. You can find a lot of my original art, a lot of my comics art, comics making and process posts. Basically, the stuff we talk about on Cartoonist Kayfabe is what is all over my Patreon, except focused on my work, my art, my drawings, my ideas about comics. So you can find that and more at patreon.com/JimRugg.
This is so cool, Jimmy. Red Room Issue 1 is going to be coming out May 2021, first issue. 64 pages, man, triple size compared to your average jobber comic out there.
That's a graphic novel.
It really is, right? And it's going to be coming out on a monthly basis. Murder on the Dark Web, Front and Profit. We're taking some modern-day themes of the Dark Web, injecting horror elements to the game. Here are some of the various variant covers. There's a Jim Rugg by way of Dan Clow's 8-Ball Issue 1 cover. Peach Momoko did a variant cover. And Third Eye Comics in Maryland, they have about 5 shops. They ordered 1,000 copies. They get a special cover. If you want to read these comics ahead of time, you can hit my Patreon, patreon.com/EdPiskor. And with that out of the way, let's talk about rabbits. Let's talk about stabbing weapons. Let's talk about Stan Sakai on the Cartoonist Kayfabe channel, Jim.
Yes, indeed. Stan Sakai is where I was hoping you were going there, Ed. One of the longtime cartoonists who does a creator-owned character and title and has been doing it for since the mid-80s. It's incredible. You know, it's on the Mount Rushmore of these cartoonists who have been making comic books and really singular vision kind of comic books like Usagi. Not too many comics like this out there. What a stunning cover to this. I think it's just beautiful.
When I was a kid, just kind of like being led by my own curiosities and stuff, what kid in the 80s was not a fan of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, right? I had the Usagi Yojimbo action figure. I always loved the episodes where he popped up. And my uncle would come visit the house. My grandparents lived on the bottom floor. We lived on the top 2 floors. He would always come visit his parents, man, bring them some of the magazines he read that previous week. He would bring me comics that he finished reading that he got from the flea market. And I got issues of Critters from Uncle Gus. And I'm looking in the back. They're later issues. And, you know, in the back you could buy earlier stuff from the catalog. See the name Usagi Yojimbo? That can't be. It must be something else. I see an image of probably even this cover, because that's all Fantagraphics. And it just inspired my curiosity in such a big way. How did this... So this character has a comic too, but it's not Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. It's its own thing. Like, does every cartoon have a comic? Like, I had so much curiosity. And very excited to take a look at Usagi Yojimbo #1. For those who are playing at home who have come to Usagi Yojimbo much later through trade paperbacks and stuff, the first issue is the Samurai book, which is volume 2 of trade paperbacks. The first trade paperback is called Ronin. That's a bunch of the Critters stories. So we're now getting into, you know, his own series and playing around with like all of the kind of great cliches of the samurai movie in this issue, from, you know, the sort of Bushido duels to the kind of Kill Bill, grasshopper, take me as your student, senpai kohai kind of gimmick.
Yeah, well said. I noticed references that I would associate with Ronin going through this, which was also referencing both manga and those old samurai movies. Pretty cool. The thing that stood out to me reading this week, because I had not read this story before, is how fully formed Stan Sakai is at this point. 1986 is your copyright here. I think it's published in 87. You know, because he's been doing this character up to today and continuing on, hopefully for a long time, I look at him and think, mature cartoonist now. But, like, this is very accomplished from, I know it's not the first appearance, but from the get-go, this is really strong cartooning and pretty consistent with where he is today. There's some evolution But as a cartoonist, as a comic book, this thing looks great. I love like some of these flourishes for background, little hatching and line work. Really like that stuff. Same with like the patterns, you know, that look like they're hand, those dots hand drawn and things. Just very pretty comics for being like an anamorphic character, a rabbit. There's a lot of range of what that might look like. I think this is your best possible outcome.
Very well cartooned, making the most of the format that he's able to tell the story. Black and white comic. How do we break that up? Let's get some of these textures. These are very Tezuka textures, yes, by the way. Extremely well paced. This comic, two chapters of Samurai. It doesn't give you much, man. You want to come back for the next one. Here's our first kind of major kung fu movie, right. Akira Kurosawa type, Yojimbo, if you will, sort of sequence, man, where you have the clashing of swords, you have your pregnant pause moment, you know somebody's going down, you know it's not going to be Usagi Yojimbo.
I love his design, too. Sakai's such a good cartoonist, and we'll see. I see him letter other stuff.
Gru comics.
Gru, right. But you'll see perfect lettering, you know, like as a craftsman, it's an exceptional level of craft, but the design for Usagi is so strong. Very, very simple face, no extra lines, and complete range of expressions.
Right.
I just am in awe of a cartoonist's ability to do that, and he's very good at it.
Let's take a trip way back, man, and take a look at young Usagi. And you know he's young because he has polka dot eyes.
And his ears aren't tied up yet.
Yeah, he didn't get his top knot piece. So now this is where we enter the phase of teach me something.
Yeah, they're heading off to go to sword school. And along the way, they encounter this lion.
Yes.
And his rebelling students.
Dispatches them real easy. One student, Usagi, is very impressed. The other one was like, oh, those guys are all probably jobbers, man.
Yeah, first year students at best.
So our guy Usagi, man, he goes trailing after the sensei. And the sensei at every pass, man, is dissing him.
I'm also surprised by like the cartoon characters' designs for this, because I have no interest in furries in that culture and stuff. But the funny animal thing, of course, has a long history in comics that's kind of wiped out for the most part in today's world. You know, you don't see it, but I have like Golden Age funny animal comics. So it's really neat to see that. But you mentioned the turtles, and it's like the whole aesthetic of being an animal cartoon character. It kind of fascinates me, because like whenever we see this samurai lion, he looks amazing. Like, right. What a cool design. And then it's like, yeah, that could be a toy. All of these characters could be a toy. Was that calculated? Is it just some side effect of where his interests are as a cartoonist? It's such a fully realized world, I guess, is what I'm trying to say there.
Makes sense, man.
In a very clumsy manner.
How about this realized world?
Beautiful.
Man? Nice backgrounds, man.
There have been a few examples of this kind of just gorgeous drawing. A couple of the earlier panels, too. It's what makes this comic have the longevity it has.
Right, right.
If it were any just one of the elements that we've talked about, it wouldn't last.
There were a lot of strips in Critters, man. And right. Very few of them are continuing to this day. Beautiful compositions within these panels. And this is, you know, Beatrix Kiddo failing at every turn with every small task that she's given. And, you know, your small chunk it. You know, if you watch Jiro Dreams of Sushi, like, this permeates, like, the senpai-kohai relationship. Like, the early young sushi chef, what do you get trusted with? You got to make the egg sushi. I can't even trust you with a fish. You got to make the perfect egg one. Take 6 months to even get there. Then maybe I'll give you one of those Allegheny white fish. I'm glad you knew what that was, man.
He does such a good job with that pacing, because it does feel like time passing. I think this is about 2 years worth of training that we're going to see in all. But at one point he talks about, you know, it's been 6 months without even touching the wooden training sword. It's just really well paced.
Yes. One of the things that kept coming across my mind like this entire time is just like, Perfect pace.
We can look at it now, 35 years later, and think like, oh yeah, he stayed the course. But it's almost like he knew it then. He knew this character was going to, you know, like this is what he was going to do.
Yeah, he's going to take Usagi in a space in a couple of years. We just got to get him an actual sword in order to get there.
Another example of inventive, beautiful drawing.
Great cartooning. It's like, use the brush for our main guy. You're bound by the limitations of the print technology at the time. Gary's not trying to make a color comic of your rabbit gimmick. So you got to bust out your rapidograph, man, to get the thin lines of the montage sequence. Also, we were talking about, you know, training montage zine. That's a panel for that.
That's a damn good one. That might be a cover for it. Again, with the simple effects, he finally gets the sword. And now you're using your fine pen lines to create the sword is illuminating him. It's glowing in his hands.
Just got hold of the little briefcase from Pulp Fiction.
Oh, and then whenever they spring into action.
And he actually caught him with a fair one, man. Caught him with a fair one, and he's actually like, oh, fuck, sensei. Like, because it's such a new sensation.
Yes.
He caught him with it. And the guy's actually a little older. And the sensei's like, I've been waiting for this for 6 months. You lame. You finally made it happen. And we didn't even get to the part where Usagi's getting right to the story with the guy he killed at the beginning, because that's what all this was leading up to. You got to read issue 2 for that.
It's a funny payoff. It's really a joke there at the end of him not getting to that point.
It seems like Stan Sakai is just, I have 20 pages. I'm going to do 20 pages of Usagi, and it ends where it ends.
Yeah.
Pick it back up whenever we pick it back up.
I'm excited to read more after reading this.
Yes. Yes, absolutely, man.
I kind of want to track down Urban Gorilla. That's such a funny looking everything to me.
Scott Shaw, man, a staple of the San Diego Comic-Con.
Yeah.
Very Aragonese kind of piece right there, man. And it's Fantagraphics trading ads with Renegade Press, which is noteworthy, I believe. Oh, man, I almost thought that said Don Donahue, who would have been the publisher of Zap Comics.
Yeah, Doherty, I don't recognize that name.
Mm-mm. Eclipse Comics, trading ads with Scott McCloud. And then we have a Dennis Fujitaki strip doing his best Gilberg of like a Von Bode kind of gimmick, man. He's a very good cartoonist on his own.
He is. It's pretty sharp.
But this is his Von Bode hat.
Yeah, you think of the black and white era and how bad a lot of it is. A lot of people first time, you know, maybe their first published work or whatever. This is pretty exceptional craft as well. You know, the high end of what was coming out in that black and white boom is always impresses me.
Fantagraphics had the good shit, man. You know, Fantagraphics had the good stuff.
Yeah, there's some really pretty stuff here, like the planes crashing into each other. That's exceptional, especially for a funny animal comic.
Yeah.
That's a great plane. I used to have those little styrofoam planes that would have the plastic propellers.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And they would look,
the little
they
rubber
would be printed
gimmicks
on the sides of the planes to look like certain models. And I always loved this one that had like the two pieces that the wing would go through.
We live in a universe, man, where there are two Fantagraphics books called Dog Boy.
More proof of the simulation.
Steve Lafler, man. Can you name some of these characters here, man? I mean, that looks like Bullwinkle.
Usagi.
Yeah, sure. Is that Captain Jack? Yeah, it's
Captain Jack. Yeah.
And then, dude, that's Sam Keith, man. That's a Iz.
Oh, wow.
How cool, right?
That is pretty good.
And you could find, like, there are issues, man, where there are Sam Keith Iz comics and critters.
Usagi, book one, is listed here to give you an idea of, like, the short stories that have appeared before this.
Yeah.
A lot of the critter stuff and whatnot. So, as we said, not the first appearance, but certainly when you look at his career now, it's very early on.
Yes. There's that Fujitaki back cover, man.
Boy, they look good together, like the orange highlights and stuff. It's the same color palette.
Yeah, agreed, man. And it looks like a similar, like maybe the same person colored it.
That's possible. That would make a lot of sense.
Yeah. Fun to look at. Usagi Yojimbo number one. Perhaps not the last Stan Sakai we're going to be looking at on the channel. Maybe in the future we look at actual TPB's worth to get the full picture of a Usagi story, man.
Grass Cutter's always on my to read list. I feel like it's been there for years, but any excuse, man.
And the channel's a good excuse, Jimmy.
Absolutely.
Kayfabers, like, follow, subscribe to the YouTube channel. Hit the bell. We'll notify you when new vids are available. Jimmy, what's out there?
Patreon.com/JimRug, where you can get my hard-to-find zines and out-of-print mini-comics. You can see lots of original art, lots of process behind the scenes, making of comics. Patreon.com/JimRug.
Coming from the publishers of Usagi Yojimbo number 1, Fantagraphics, in May 2021, Red Room. Issue 1 is going to see the light of day. It's going to start coming out on a monthly basis after that. Man, I can't wait till these box of comps start to pile up here in the Kayfabe compound, Jimmy. The link tree in the description below warehouses the link to Fantagraphics, where you could pre-order the comics. You could pre-order 3 issues at this point right now, and the first trade paperback. If you want to read the comics ahead of time, hit the Patreon in that same link tree. $3 gets you the archive, and I have 3 issues up there right now as we speak.
You can subscribe to the Cartoonist Kayfabe newsletter at the links below this video to keep up with everything we have going on and coming up in 2021. You can also find Cartoonist Kayfabe t-shirts and merchandise at the links below this video.
Jimmy, go sharpen your swords, man, and give these guys one last set of marching orders.
Read more comics.